We ate at a new restaurant that Emily and I have gone to previously here called Arigato, which is, if you haven't guessed, a Japanese fusion restaurant. And it's not sushi or anything, so it's... well, I mean, I like sushi a lot, but it's a different kind of Japanese food, and it's kind of refreshing. So we ordered a bunch of different dishes and kind of swapped and shared, and it was actually really delicious. It was pretty fantastic. It was really great, and I'm actually tempted to go back to that same restaurant this evening, but I think I'm going to hold off on that. Maybe until somebody else comes back up here. Yeah, I don't know. It's getting kind of late, so I should eat dinner, but I'm not really hungry yet, because we did eat a lot. So we ate at the restaurant, and then we had Baskin-Robbins, which was also delicious. Had Nokcha ice cream. Nokcha is Korean for green tea. And then also Puss in Boots 2, which is just a bunch of chocolate and peanuts and marshmallows and stuff like that. It's hard to go wrong. I still miss Ben and Jerry's, though. But so that was good. Walked around and finally ended up at a cafe that I go to a lot. And just sat there and had a nice conversation. It was good. And by that point, it was around 5, so everybody had to take off, which was unfortunate, but I was glad that they came. And actually, the last showing of Chronicle for the day was at 5:30, so I saw everybody off at the bus stop, and then I quickly made my way to the movie theater, and I managed to make it. And then, yeah, the movie was pretty good. I was looking forward to it. I watched a lot of the clips on YouTube, and I read a bunch of the reviews from people, and also on Rotten Tomatoes. It got pretty good scores, and they were well-deserved. I like the movie a lot, and even though it does use the sort of gimmicky, like, handycam, shaky cam thing, it was a pretty effective use of that, so it was good. I've never seen Cloverfield, but it's kind of similar to that style of camera work, and it reminded me a lot of Akira, which I guess I'm not the first person to think that, but it was good in its own original way, and it was good, so I'm glad I saw it. And now, like I said, I'm just here in the park, so I guess that's going to be it for now. There's other stuff that's been happening, but a lot of it's not interesting, and that's not to say that this was, but this was, this was good. I'm trying to podcast more, I guess, do Audio Boo. It's so simple, all I do is take out my cell phone and just press record. It's just trying to remember to do it, that's the problem, as per usual. But it's also good that it's getting warmer here, because it's easier to podcast while I'm out and about. As you probably noticed in the other episodes, it was really cold outside, so when I talked and podcasted outside, my voice was really shaky, and my hands hurt a lot because I was holding the cell phone without my glove on, and so it's more comfortable to do it now. Anyway, I should probably go do other things while the night is still young. It's only about 7. So I'm going to finish this Georgia coffee, and I'm going to go on my way. So thanks for listening to details of my mundane life. Check you next time.